Is the mind living or dead? If the mind is non-living, but it is not exactly like gross matter. See, the gross matter means if I have a computer over here, the computer is itself not going to move from here to there. The computer is going to be there itself. But if I consider the software in the computer, you know, I might just be working on the software, on some, I might be typing a Word file, and suddenly something might pop up. The computer might give some notification, do you want to update this, or your power has gone down. So software has the potentiality for activity much more than hardware. So the mind is like software. Now, if we consider the software, how does it function? Somebody else has programmed it to do that. Now, every time some update notification has come, pop-up comes up. So like that, the mind, based on our past actions, has got some default programs. And those programs, they just pop up automatically. And once they pop up, all that we need to do is just make one click and a whole program will run after that. So like that, the mind, although it is non-living, but it is not exactly like gross matter. Being subtle matter is like software, and it just waits one click, and then a lot of things can happen after that. So that's why in the bhakti tradition, the mind is often personified. Although the mind is non-living, it is quite often treated as a person. And by personifying it, we can distance ourselves from it. And we can deal with it in a more mature way. That is your question. Okay. Yes? Please.